Dunedin poet David Eggleton has been appointed as the next New Zealand Poet Laureate. Not only a poet, he's an art critic and a writer and an editor and a freelance journalist, 8 volumes of poetry, a book of short fiction, a number of other works on non-fiction subjects. His most recent poetry book, I think, was Edgeland and Other Poems. Anyway, on the occasion of his... What do you say, David, when you're made a poet laureate? You're laureating. On the occasion of your laureating, we thought we'd bring you on and ask you to recite a poem for us. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, very pleased and honoured to have been appointed the new poet laureate for the season. And yeah, it's a grand sounding title, but I think the idea is for me to get out of my poet's garret and take my poetry out to people and sort of have poems will travel. So this poem that I've got, it actually springs from reading an article in a magazine about Harry Houdini.
Yes.
Magician and escape artist. And so it's New York in the Roaring Twenties. It's called Escapeologist. They locked him in a prison van. They kettled him with a milk can. They entombed him in a block of ice. They shackled him to a truck chassis twice. They bound him to a windmill vane. They dropped him down a cannon with a crane. They padlocked him inside a milk bag, inside a mail bag. They sewed him tight to the American flag. They roped him high on a skyscraper girder. They lowered him in a box in New York Harbor. He escaped them all, the great Houdini. He took on fake psychics and challenged spirit mediums. He fought hypnotic swindlers and their bogus accomplices. He exposed them all, the great Houdini. She was trained in the art of seances. She regurgitated ectoplasm and went into trances. She rapped with spirits by cracking her toe joints. She made ghost noises and threw male voices. She tapped and a table tilted. A chair fell over. She shook and a shellac record slowed on a Victrola. She used her elbows and moved things with her knees. She hung in the darkness from a trapeze. She was the mind reader, Mina Stinson Crandon. She declared her psychic powers were outstanding. She believed she was a match for Harry Houdini. But her applesauce and her way with the cha-cha did not impress the great Houdini. She levitated on wires. She swayed around. He always kept both feet on the ground. How the crowd roared and cheered for the great Houdini. So that's that poem, Escapeologist.
Thank you, David.
A few words there, but hopefully...
Escapeologist. It's very good talking to you. It's very good hearing your poem. I congratulate you once again. Have lots of fun laureating. And
right.
People can hear an interview with David Eggleton, our new poet laureate, on Standing Room Only tomorrow afternoon.